This is an audio recording of the Podfic Discord's Not Safe for Work channel on January 25th, 2020, in which we discuss Witcher threesomes, featuring, in order of appearance, Sylvain,
Carbon Copies,
Estema,
and Chantress.
Posts a YouTube link to a video titled Threesomes, featuring Gabby Dunn, literally, by Stevie. This video is my favorite thing of the day. Week, probably.
That video is great, wow. I love how they spoke so casually about having sex with people other than their respective partners. So cool to see that just normalized.
Right? I'm like, heart eyes. Look at them just discussing their non-monogamous sex life. Gosh, heart eyes.
Hearing that threesomes just happen sometimes gives me the impression that this is an abundant world, which is nice.
Agreed.
Yes, this. I'm also still just agog at the fucking power move of making a group chat solely to ask people, so which of you is going to fuck me tonight?
Okay, this is probably just because I spent half a day drawing a picture of them and so they're on my mind, but Yen and possibly Yaskier could, I think, have that level of nerve.
Okay, yeah, but you're not wrong.
True, though!
You're right.
I think it's more of a Yen move than a Yaskier move. I feel like he talks a big game, but not when it matters to him.
I could see Yaskier being the guy that threesomes just occur around. Like, he's totally into it, but never the one to suggest it. Alright, well, this is a thing that's happening. Probably his secret power, even.
Yes!
I'm just imagining him gawking and so indignant after Yen pulls it off. Like, she can say that and it works? How is she even allowed to exist? It is so unfair! And then maybe having to try that line himself once just to see what happens.
There needs to be fic of this.
Oh my god, it goes so poorly and ends with Geralt rescuing Yaskier from angry people again.
Yes!
Which, in a way, does end up working, because it does end with him in bed with Geralt and Yen. This is what he argues to Geralt later at the pub. Geralt is unimpressed with this line of reasoning. Yennefer laughs and pets his hair indulgently.
OMG.
LMAO.
If this were an actual for-real fic, I feel like it would be a 5+1.
Oh, hell yeah.
5 times Yaskier nearly got himself killed for proposing a threesome, and the one time it somehow worked.
Yes! Possibly with a companion fic of 5 times Yaskier accidentally a threesome, and 1 time he actually planned for it.
Yes!
5 times Yaskier had a threesome, and 1 time he returned to the couple.
My feels! How dare!
Yen and Yaskier never sleep together by themselves. Only when it's a threesome.
It is known.
Yaskier gives her an awkward gift after the first time. I saw this upside-down naked lady statue, and it made me think of you.
Yes! The statue falls down every time Yaskier gets himself into trouble. It's a good thing Yen can do magic.
I just know Yen and Yaskier also have a secret running competition to see which of them can make Geralt respond with, instead of actual words the most times in a row in response to whatever unlikely topics of conversation they bring up.
Yes!
If he says fuck, it counts as half a point.
That really is the spirit of the drawing that I'm working on. That Yen and Yaskier are flamboyant and chaotic, and they really are much more like each other than either of them is like Geralt.
Okay, but do Yaskafair ever plot to plan an evening together to drive Geralt completely wild? Hey, let's take him apart tonight.
The question is not, do they, but how often?
Tag team!
Or how far can they get without him noticing they're doing it on purpose?
Yes! Also, I'm not much into who's a bottom type of thought. Everyone's a switch in my fantasy world, lol. But Geralt loves getting dicked down, especially by Yennefer.
GIF of a man clapping in time to saying,
"Men getting pegged."
Yes.
This.
I was just telling the Yen-Yarl Yaskier Discord I just joined that my out-of-the-box assumption is that Geralt tops Yaskier and gets topped by Yen, but the more I think about it, the more I think he's too tired to a lot of the time. That whole constantly weary, exhausted by everything shtick of his, you know?
Yaskier pets his hair and holds him down and keeps his mouth occupied and regales him with a constant stream of consciousness chatter.
Gah, yes.
He just wants to be taken care of! Secretly! Okay, I've mostly played the first game, but in that game he's constantly fucking women, and that's, like, a known thing about witches. Of course it is. They're sterile and don't carry diseases and don't stick around. They're perfect for a quick fuck from a woman who doesn't want complications. And I have this strong headcanon that he tends to fall into that kind of caretaker taking charge role during sex. Like, service top kind of thing. But with people he's in a long-term relationship with, giving up control to them is what he's all about. He just has a very hard time expressing that. It's a good thing both Yen and Yaskier have a lot of practice translating grunts.
I am totally here for this headcanon. Yen with a strap on, though. You just know she's done magic to it so she gets all the sensations when she penetrates someone with it, too.
Oh man, yes! This isn't the thing I'm most jealous of fictional magicians for. That's the ability to shapeshift metamorph, but it's up there.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to know whether she crafted it herself or had it custom made. And if the latter, by whom?
I'm kinda leaning towards her crafting it herself.
Outsider perspective fic of the magic strap-on maker in the Witcher universe, though.
But imagine her going into the shop and ordering it. So here's the plans I drew up. Follow them exactly. I know you're the expert here, but really you're not.
That poor craftsperson.
Well, yeah, I assume she'd be an expert on Geralt's ass at that point.
LMAO, yes!
I'm going to be fabulously wealthy. If I survive this.
Okay, but I also love the idea of them just amassing a collection of sex toys. Mostly Yennefer keeps them, because, well, the other two don't have much of a permanent home, and they're rarely in use when monster hunting. Rarely.
Rarely.
I mean, you know, pre-TV Witcher fandom was full of monster fucking. Maybe Yaskier starts bringing home a sex toy from every place they go to as a souvenir.
God, I want an entire spin-off series of just OT3 sexcapades.
God, yes, please. Just like 60k of sex and comedy.
Yes.
And feelings, but shh.
Yen and Yaskier have a variation of the make Geralt say actual words game. Making up improbable names for sexual acts and positions. The goal is to get Geralt to call their bluff, but at some point he figured out what they're doing and joined in. And won. They're still trying to figure out how that happened.
Let's do the Nilfgaardian tumbleweed! No, how about the up, down, and coming? Then Geralt says something amazingly absurd, which let's pretend I came up with something genius.
Geralt just starts rattling off names of cards in Gwent, trying to pass them off as sexual positions, and Yen and Yaskier don't know enough to call him on it.
LOL, yes!
Geralt, fuck it. We're doing the Zeracanian Fire Scorpion. Yaskier, sit on my chest and give me your legs.
Dying.
Yaskier, 2 days later, muffled into the pillow. Can we just fuck today and not do anything complicated? Geralt and Yennefer are both like, gods yes, because, oh my god, they're tired.
The very fact that they're fucking Geralt automatically makes it something complicated, though.
Well... One night when Geralt is exhausted and still recovering from his latest run-in with monsters, Yennefer ties him to their bed with the softest of silks, and her and Yaskier spend hours just kissing and caressing Geralt all over, until he is in a state of relaxed, hazy pleasure that feels like it could last for hours. He wouldn't mind getting off, but it doesn't feel important in that moment. Yaskier and Yennefer rarely interact too much when they're fucking. Not that they avoid each other, but their focus is on Geralt. But today, when Yennefer sinks down on Geralt to leisurely fuck herself on him, Jaskier crowds up behind her, hands on her breasts and kissing and nipping his way along down her ear and jawline and neck. She sighs and leans back into him, tipping her head to the side to give him better access. Geralt is kind of a lot out of it, but he still really, really appreciates the view.
I love the idea that the three of them know each other so well. Yen and Jaskier know Geralt so well that this is all communicated wordlessly.
Yes!
Like, there are days like this when, after his latest big fight, he's exhausted. Words are hard. And he can't articulate exactly what he needs. But they know.
God, my feels.
Afterwards, they curl up around him, one on either side, and he doesn't know what to call this feeling, but he thinks it might be safety. He's not used to feeling safe around others.
Everything else about his life is so transient, so unpredictable. But this feeling is one he can hold on to. Come home to.
Oh god, I sort of want to write the actual fic of these feels now.
Yes, do it!
Not sure how this happened, but I'm going for it!
Cheers!
Ride that wave.
I have another vision. Polar opposite of this.
Oh?
Geralt and Yennefer more or less slamming each other into the wall after an argument, and Jaskier is torn between avoiding them because they're feeling very dangerous and he's clearly not involved, but also, eyes. Oh my. I don't know exactly how Yen's magic works, but I'm imagining her throwing a hand out at some point, without stopping what she's doing, i.e. aggressively making out with Geralt while trying to get him out of his stupid complicated witcher pants, and magically drags him over. Oh, okay, yes, I'm coming, okay. Inevitably a Geralt sandwich happens, because of course it does. Admittedly, Jaskier rarely tops, but hey, apparently we're doing that today. Okay. Yennefer rakes her nails down Geralt's back when he slams into her. Geralt isn't really into pain, he's just too used to it, but he is into the way Jaskier groans and jerks against him at the sight of Yennefer leaving reddened, raised welts on his back. It's hot, okay? Geralt and Yennefer always are, but there's something about the way they just go at each other with little regard for health when they're in this mood is... Yes. Yes. He's not sure he'd survive all of that directed at him, though he won't deny having had fantasies about it. But he's very, very happy to be a, shall we say, participating audience.
That's it. That's Jaskier in a nutshell right there.
Oh no! Now I'm thinking of Jaskier just, like, sitting in the same room as Geralt and Yennefer, strumming his lute, narrating in song what they're currently doing. I wonder how long they put up with it.
Narrating, and then making suggestions.
Yes!
Still writing the thing. Apparently, Jaskier's secret talent is being able to find sex shops anywhere.
Yes! Probably his secret is he talks to prostitutes a lot. I mean, so does Geralt, but Geralt is on a job.
Totally using your thing about Geralt getting pegged by Yen while he sucks off Jaskier in this, by the way.
Please do. This is extremely free-for-all. In more ways than one.
I should be sleeping, but OT3 feels wait for no one.
And that's the end of it. If you want more, Chantress has created a whole fic series out of this called And Yet Here We Are, which I will link to in the post.